Blog Talk Radio.
It's time to flip the switch. The Rabbit Ears Broadcasting Network is on the air.
Has anybody got the duck?
But you are something, let me tell you. You are really something.
I don't like to put my television on in the living room. I only do it maybe odd days, like you said, because I don't want to burn out the bowl.
Right on this, like giving me a bottle of water and leave the water out of it.
So what will you do, though? You poop your pants.
Because our opinion is all that matters.
I can't hear a word you're saying.
Well, in the scope of the universe, how is that, what how does that even matter?
Oh,
yeah.
Really?
Welcome to the 2G Show.
Welcome to the 2G Show.
The quality.
August, December 19th, 2015. Thanks for joining us here on the Blog Talk Radio Station. This is MG. Of course, I'm joined each and every show. He's capable. And he's funny. It's Gigi. How you doing, Gigi?
What do you say? What do you hear?
All right. Welcome to the last show before Christmas. So we have a little Christmas show for you today. Let's get some business out of the way. You can reach us on the phone, you can listen and get on the show. Just dial 619-393-6728. 619-393-6728. You can listen on your phone. You can also hit the one button that gets you in the lobby, gets you in the reception area, and then we'll get you on the show. We're going to do our top three Christmas songs of the year, so if you can think of one, you can get on the show and call in. You can also go in the chat room like Frank is already and give us your top three Christmas songs of the year. blogtalkradio.com/the2Gs. All right, G, what's going on?
Well, first, because you know we're going to be off next week, I want to wish all our fans, everybody who listens to the show, a Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year. And thanks for tuning in and listening to our show. And on a down note, we lost a sports journalist, Phil Pepe. Phil Pepe, brother Jan, I think you remember Phil Pepe. He was he wrote in the Daily News. He wrote Yankees. He followed the Yankees from 1960. In the 60s to the 80s. Took over Dick Young as the sports editor for the Daily News when Dick Young passed away. He was a great, he wrote a lot of books, and he was the number one guy when the World Series ended. He was the first one to write the lead story. So condolences go out to the Pepe family. Phil Pepe died at the age of 80.
Yeah, and last week, I think it was, you mentioned someone on the soap opera, and I really didn't hear you what you said, but it was David Canary. That's what you said, who had passed away. He played Adam and Stewart. He's one of the few guys that won multiple Emmys, like Anthony Geary, but I remember that. And I do remember the sports writer. I do remember him. So, All right, brother. We got the Christmas thing so called coming up there. But football, I just want to say last week I finally won the pool out there. 13 wins out of, what was it, 12 wins out of 15 and won the pool. So, what about tonight's game? We got football Giants tomorrow playing on the Carolina. And tonight we got Dallas, the Jets, two teams that we can't stand. It would be a horrible Super Bowl. But I'm actually, I picked the Jets tonight.
Well, I don't blame you for picking the Jets there over Cowboys. The Cowboys just totally stink. Of course, you know, Revis is back. You got Dez Bryant, who's injured. And you got a coach there, you know, who's a puppet. And Jerry Jones is never going to learn. And, you know, the last time they, you know, they won the Super Bowl because they had a strong coach in Jimmy Johnson. Now he wants people to bow down to him. And there's no respect. The players have no respect for this coach. They pretty much say and do what they want. So I it's a great pick going with the Jets over the Cowboys tonight.
Yeah, it's a shame. I'll be honest with you, I can't stand the Cowboys. But obviously, I just don't mind the quarterback, and I don't mind the coach. They don't aggravate me. They're that arrogant. You're right about that. It's like a puppet coach out there. But we'll see how the Jets – I can't stand both teams. Jets are not going to get in because I tell you what, the Jets are not going to get in. Because I've said it, and I'm going to keep saying it. The most dangerous team in football, if they're healthy, and that's the key word, is the Pittsburgh Steelers. That's the most dangerous team in football. Now, I just don't understand that before we get to our Christmas songs, we need time to do this. Right now it's a three-way tie with Kansas City, Jets, and Pittsburgh. The Jets are on the looking. They're looking. They're in. Pittsburgh's out. But every team, all three teams win their last three games, and they identical records. Pittsburgh jumps the Jets. Why are they jumping the Jets now, brother? I don't get the how. Pittsburgh gets it if they went out. It doesn't matter what the Jets do.
Of course, it's probably one of three things. Either it's going to be strength of schedule, and then maybe Pittsburgh might have a little upper hand on air. Same teams that they play. I didn't really look at it too deeply. But there's got to be something with these last three games that the Jets play and the last three games that Pittsburgh play that is going to turn around why the Pittsburgh jumps the Jets. It all
that's
has to do with tiebreakers.
Yeah, that's very true. All right, there, brothers. Any other sports? We don't want to talk anything else. I know you went to the movies today. Anything before we get into our Christmas songs, because we'll probably need a little time, but anything before we get into that?
Yeah, I just want to say it was a great day, great morning, because I went to the movies with all the grandkids, my son, you know, Debbie, my wife. We all went to see Star Wars, huh? Yeah, my sons. No, anyway, got a little bit. Producers are getting in my ear. Anyway, you know, as I said, with the grandkids, my two sons, and you know, Debbie, we all went to see Star Wars. I give it a totally thumbs up on the 2G show. Great movie. Thanks to J.J. Abrams for getting this franchise back in order, because the last three movies stunk. So, I, as I said, I give it a thumbs up. It was non-stop action, and a movie moved. That is what a great movie needs, you know, good against evil, you know, and a little sad parts of the movie, and anticipations. And it was a great, to me, best film of the year, Star Wars. I recommend it to everybody.
All right. I'm not a Star Wars fan. I know you are, and a lot of people are. So looks like we're going to break some records there. All right, brother. Before let's go on, let's do our top three Christmas songs of all time. Obviously, we can pick more than three. But what we'll do is we'll just play a little bit of each song. I don't know how the quality is going to be because, you know, we don't have the best technical team here. Frank's a good stat. How do you call that? Statistician? How do you call those people, brother? People who get the stats and all that. Frank's great for that.
The statistician?
Yeah, but we don't have the big technicians. We don't have all that. So, but let's go. You ready to do our top three songs? I'll do three. You do three. 2-2-1-1.
Yeah, I'll do, you know, I'll put them on. You go, and then we'll work our way down.
All right, you ready? I'll do number three for me. This is a Christmas song. Comes from a movie. It's one of my favorite songs. I can sing it over and over again. I played it the song of the year, the movie after the song plays. Here's a little bit of my favorite number three Christmas song. I don't know if I can play any more song. But the movie was called A Year Without a Santa Claus. And the song was from, I'm Mr. Snow Miser, I'm Mr. Cold. You ever heard that song? That song from the movie A Year Without a Santa Claus?
You know, this is what I'm talking about. You make this into a joke every single
right.
year. You're turning it into a joke. No.
That's
never heard of it.
You never heard of it.
You never say. Seriously, you never take it seriously. I mean,
I
people
hear
it. People hear it in the studio. But you know, but but first of all, it sounded like a Japanese song, very scratchy Japanese. It was a terrible, terrible production that you got going on there.
Ah, boy! All right, let's see who's better. Let's do your number three.
So this is why I take it seriously. Always a different take on this song, done by two singers who you never thought would get together. Let's give it a listen to.
And you see them together, but hearing that, I could be number three. No, very boring.
Boring.
Very boring. Yeah, it's boring.
That's why you don't know songs. You don't know like Christmas with the heartfelt, two great singers. I mean, that has the whole package. That song has the whole package right there, everything.
I have a package you had there, but I think that was Bing Crosby and David Bowie?
Exactly, yes.
Okay, because you didn't tell us who it was. The audience likes to know. Maybe put to sleep with that song. All right, well, remember the first song I had was From a Year Without a Santa Claus, a classic song, Snow Miser. Your number three was a snoozer with Bing Crosby. Here's a song that came out maybe about 12, 13 years ago. She's a rocker. Her name is Pat Benatar. She played this song with her husband called Christmas in America. Let's enjoy this for a little second.
There's carols in the air. The snow is falling on the ground. There's holly. The people there all different. Their troubles put aside. They smile a little brighter. It seems that it's Christmas in America.
Oh.
Christmas in America, Pat Benatar.
Horrible, first of all, horrible.
What?
I mean, you this is why. No.
Horrible.
I'm not doing top five song anythings with you anymore because this is ridiculous. You don't take the time, nothing. And not only that, the sound is terrible. I mean, I would fire all your production people you got over there because that was terrible.
What are you using? Well, I'm putting it on my computer. How are you putting your songs? I do hear your songs.
Of course.
What
I take time. I take time to do things. I just don't throw stuff on. You know,
How are you getting the sound through? Are you putting your phone by your computer?
Yeah.
Well, I'm doing the same thing.
No.
Give me your number two.
You're not doing the same thing. Okay. But this song here was written many years ago. This guy had a number one hit back in the 60s. Back in the 60s, he had a number one hit. And, real famous tune. Everybody would know. And this is what he came out for his Christmas song.
Whoa.
Santa Claus has got the AIDS this year. And he won't be round to spread his Christmas cheer.
This is number two.
The reindeer all look blue. They know what he's going through. Santa Claus has got the AIDS this year. He won't be yelling out, ho, 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 ho. He's lying sick in bed. Call the doctor there instead. Santa Claus has got the AIDS this year. Each season he is full of pep and vim. But now the AIDS have got the best of him. The nurses all look sad, 'cause Santa's got it bad.
That could be number 12, 10. I haven't even heard the song. It's bigger than the top three or top five songs or Christmas songs. No one ever heard of that crap.
Well, because it's got a nice jingle to it.
There's no jingle to it. There's no jingle to it. No one ever heard it. It's terrible. Terrible. It really, it's terrible.
Come on, Tiny Tim. Tiny Tim, an icon.
Tiny Tim, Pitbull to the Tulips?
Yeah, that's how he said. He had a number one song, and this is what he came out with Christmas.
Absolutely terrible, terrible. I do promise you this, though. I do promise you this. My number one is the number one of all time. Okay? So that's my number one, because I got to get past yours. That's terrible. Here's my number one song for Christmas.
Mariah Carey, All Holy Night. Unbelievable.
It's terrible. It's terrible. If you're going to put one of her songs on, put the song All I Want from Christmas Is You. That's her best song. Let's go.
No, there's no
let me give a quick Frank McGann, who's one of our faithful listeners. Frank Sinatra. Frank's favorite song is White Christmas. Let's get about 30 seconds of that, Frank Sinatra.
Just like the ones I used to know. Where the trees are and chill.
All right, we have a little Frank Sinatra from Frank, one of our faithful listeners. That I can see picking that song, but not the song you picked. All right, brother, we got about 3 minutes. I know you got to put another song on. 1C, 1B.
Okay, here we go.
Frank had it. Your songs are terrible. Brother, we're down to about 2 minutes. Let's wrap up let's wrap up before Christmas, brother.
All right. Merry Christmas. Happy New Year to everybody. Thanks for everybody listening. Hope everybody has a safe and great, healthy holidays. And adios, muchachos, and everybody. Take it easy.
Yeah, you're right, brother, because it's our last song for the new year, because I think we'll be back January the 2nd. So we have to say Merry Christmas, and also Happy New Year, everybody. And make it a safe one. Frank, keep listening. You're the best. Merry Christmas. Love you. And Mom tuned in. I don't know what her number one song was, but we should have asked her. Merry Christmas, everybody out there. We've got a new year coming in. Let's hope we keep expanding the show and keep getting out there. So for everybody out there, Merry Christmas, Happy New Year. So for Gigi, this is MG. Merry Christmas, Happy New Year, and good night, America.
About the women, the booze that I've been drinking, days that I've been spinning, something is missing from my experience. I've been living life in a hotel, high rise and low rise. Something's missing.